and gentlemen, and thank you for joining us here with the good, the bad, and the ugly, Connecting the Dots. Your host, Frosty Wooldridge, thank you for joining us here in Denver, Colorado on a very hot summer day in August. And it's always a pleasure to have you. Enjoy your company and certainly appreciate your response. The emails coming in, anyone who wants to hear another subject, wants another topic dealt with, has another author of a book, has something they want to contribute, please write me at frostywooldridge.com, also frostyw@jono.com is my personal email. You can get me both ways. And I'm always looking toward the future, looking forward to enlightening you, educating you, sharing with you, activating you, inspiring you, and hopefully making this a better world. If you have been going to newswithviews.com, mortyscabin.com, patriotunion.org, americanchronicle.com, opednews.com, federalobserver.com, americandaily.com, you're going to see a lot of the pieces that I do, and right now I'm in the middle of a three-part series about WexCAOP, what every citizen should know about our planet. And I really ask each one of you to check out that fantastic three-part series because it's really important because it will give you the ability to understand what you're facing, what we're facing. It's published, of course, by the Armin Publishing. You can call them for about a 30% discount on the book, 386-673-5576. So get those pencils and papers out because we're going to have some really good information this evening. Again, this book, WexCAOP, WECSKAOP, which is an acronym for what every citizen should know about our planet. This is one fantastic book. The third part of the series will be out on the website, published this Thursday. And, of course, you can go to 386-673-5576, Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. This book is phenomenal. I hope that every presidential candidate, every governor, every senator, every House of Reps, every educator all up and down the line read this book and start applying it. His solutions to what we face are fantastic, to say the least. And you'll see the last part or the third part of the series on Thursday and all those websites that I just talked about. And be sure to go to numbersusa.com, wehirealiens.com, firecoalition.com, fairus.org, Alipac, Alipac.us, of course, carryingcapacity.org. And if you want to, go to 21st Century Paul Revere Ride, where you can get the fantastic T-shirts of the Paul Revere Ride. Write a check out, Frosty Wooldridge, $15. And send it to P.O. Box 207, Louisville, Colorado, 80027, and I'll send you a shirt back or two shirts or five shirts. This last weekend I went up to Sturgis and had an extraordinary time there and, of course, wore the T-shirt up and down the streets of Sturgis. And, of course, there are about 500,000 motorcycle rednecks, dentists, lawyers, teachers, you name it, and they're still there, and they all loved it. And I got on a lot of TV cameras with it, so be a part of that and get excited about it. And also make sure that you read the series, The Next Added 100 Million Americans, which is on about 40 or 50 websites right now, and you will see what we face. But WexCAOP with August Anson, AUGUSDANSON, which was on, he was on the show last week, was on, and I think you'll really enjoy and you'll be inspired. You're listening to Connecting the Dots. We'll be breaking right now for a few commercial comments. We'll be right back.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you very much for joining us at Connecting the Dots this evening. It is, of course, a day that's hot, 117 degrees in Houston, Texas, 108 degrees there in Georgia, and across the nation, you and I are feeling the effects of what the scientists now appreciate as global warming, whether you accept it as man-made or nature's made, it really doesn't make any difference. It is upon us. And tonight, if anyone watched Hillary, or not Hillary, but our great lady in Chicago, Oprah Winfrey, she hosted Al Gore in his Inconvenient Truth film and had detractors and naysayers and so forth. And, of course, they were rebutted and some of the great scientific evidence out there. And, of course, I have been down to Antarctica where I lived for 6 months and studied with great scientists 10 years ago. I talked about it in my book, An Extreme Encounter Antarctica. You can get that book on Amazon or Barnes & Noble or AuthorHouse.com, and it will give you a preview of what we're facing as a species, as a planet, as the human community. Newsweek came out with a global warming is a hoax, and of course the so-claimed well-funded naysayers who still reject the overwhelming evidence of climate change inside the denial machine by Sharon Begley. That's in Newsweek for August the 13th. And, of course, if you remember, all those people back in the 60s and even in the 70s who did not want anybody to stop smoking cigarettes covered up all the facts about the cancer And also, if you look about what's going on with the mine that just collapsed, 300 violations, and yet now they're blaming it on an earthquake. Of course, the earthquake was created by the mine collapsing. But you can see there's so much back and forth going on out there. And I can tell you this, we're all going to be affected, and your children are most definitely going to be affected as this thing continues. And I thought Al Gore did a great job on the show. Make sure you get all the information you can. Earth911.org is a great place to go. AmericanForest.org is another place to go. And, of course, on my series, I have a whole two chapters on what you can do individually. Now, what also is not talked about in this country is the crisis of illegal immigration that's flooding this country with, again, if it continues, 70 million immigrants in the next 33 years. And what I wrote was a piece called Ethnic Cleansing of Americas and America's Communities. And then, of course, many people wrote me, and quite a few of them gave me their personal stories. And the personal story I received from a Mr. Terry Funderburk was just so outstanding that I published it along with several others. And this evening, would like to introduce a small businessman in the construction industry. He lives in Columbia, South Carolina. He's been in business for almost two decades. He's presently going bankrupt from illegal alien migration competition. And just recently, he was arrested and jailed for cursing while out on the outside of a home that had hired something like 22 illegal aliens to complete a copper construction job. And this has been part of what's been losing him so much business that in the last number of years, he's averaged 20 to 30 jobs from last year, now getting three or four jobs a month. And so his finances and everything, if you want to read that story, it's called Their Own Stories, The Ethnic Cleansing of Americans. Of course, all those websites we just talked about. I'd like to not only welcome Terry Funderburk, but I'd also like to welcome his lawyer, Richard Bolin, who is taking this thing to court. Gentlemen, thank you for joining us on Connecting the Dots tonight.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Glad to be here.
Well, my first question goes to Terry. And Terry, if you could just give us a overview of what has happened to you, what's going on, and then we'll go to Richard Bolin and just kind of see what we're doing legally. But I'd like to let the audience know what's happened to you, what's going on there in South Carolina, because I've been in contact with Jeffrey West, who wrote that fantastic book, and he knows that South Carolina is literally getting ripped to shreds by immigration illegally into that state to the tune of folks are just getting poorer by the day, and you, of course, are becoming one of the victims, but you're fighting back, Terry.
Yeah, that's true, Frosty. It's states like being overrun by illegals. My own specific case, I just reached my last rope and that day, and I drove by that job that morning, and I saw illegals out there doing a job I had assumed that I had locked up, and I just got enraged. I went home, I made me two protest signs, and I went back to that job, along with my son, by the way. I had him there to document it with my digital camera, but I went back there with the idea of making a statement, and I went back there also to make a statement and get arrested and put in jail, and I succeeded in that mission, strangely enough, you know.
Well, you know, the one thing that you showed was the courage to be an American citizen and stand up and express your First Amendment rights. And what I find, and I have expressed my First Amendment rights from the Vietnam War right on down the line as a teacher and as a college guidance counselor, I expressed my First Amendment rights. I even did the same thing in the Army a couple times. I almost got myself in trouble. And the thing is that is amazing to me is you didn't get arrested for yelling or screaming or protesting or carrying the sign outside of a residence that was employing illegal aliens on a job that was, again, against our federal laws and against all of our laws. And not only was the person you were protesting against in violation of the laws, everyone that that person had hired was in violation of the laws of America. And when you finally got taken into custody and arrested, they charged you with not anything other than just cursing. And that to me is quite amazing. Exactly what did they and how did they charge you and arrest you for cursing?
It's kind of ridiculous. I'm not sure if I can say that word on the air I mentioned, but it's not all that bad of a curse word. Well, I was in the back seat of the cop car in handcuffs, and I looked out, and the homeowner that called the police on me was, like, out there talking to one of the cops, and he looked at me, and he smiled. He had a smirk on his face, and I just stuck my head through that little porthole between the front and the rear of the cop car, and I yelled out, "You cheap bastard," okay? And that's what got me put in jail, was just saying that simple curse word. And it's like I feel like I am a second-class citizen in my own country, and I am an American citizen. And, I mean, I cannot understand why things is so messed up in relating to illegal immigration in this country. One other thing I'd like to bring up, that woman that admitted to hiring those 22 illegal aliens, while I was out there protesting and before the cops pulled up, that lady, Miss Pickens, pulled up in an $80,000 Mercedes SUV, okay? And that, like, enraged me even further because right now I am 2 months late on my payments for my family vehicle.
Again, that shows, Terry, that the rich get richer because they show themselves to be above the law. And because they are above the law, and so often the law will look the other way, as it has for the last 20 years, the problem has been increased, exacerbated, if you will, and that average American citizens, the middle class, are taking it right on the nose. And again, I received dozens and dozens of stories like yours. Yours, of course, just really needed to be expressed across the country, because everyone listening across the nation tonight has had the same things happening to them. And what really astounds me is that, as you said, your last year's business gross was $176,000, and this year,
yes,
through 7 months of 2007, you've only done $18,000. And at this time last year, you were $120,000. So you as a businessman, you as a hardworking American citizen, and you doing the jobs that Americans won't do, of course, as promoted by the President Bush in the White House there, obviously there is a disconnect here because you have been doing this for 20 years.
There is a great big disconnect, Frosty. I do not have any forum whatsoever to get my message out except what I did when I wrote up the story and took the pictures. Like, the cop that arrested me, he asked me, why didn't I try to take care of this problem legally? Okay, now, when he said that, he meant, why didn't I call up 911 and name the homeowner and that lady that employed those illegals as breaking the law? And I started laughing at him because it's, like, so funny and ridiculous, and this in America today, I said, what is 911 going to do except throw down the phone and everybody on that end is going to start laughing about it, okay?
I certainly agree with that. Here in Denver, Colorado, we have 500,000 illegal aliens in the state of Colorado. They cost us $1 billion a year, and they are literally taking over our schools, taking over our prisons. They are taking over our hospitals. And you could call, and I have called, ICE, Immigration, Customs, and Enforcement, and ICE won't even have a human being at the other end of the phone call. They say, leave a message, and they never respond. So what you have is a president of the United States and a vice president who are a cartel against the American people. They are in violation of their oaths of office, and they will not enforce the laws of America. U.S. Code 8, Section 1324, I think it's 275, 276, 277, state that it is illegal. It's a federal crime to transport, aid, abet, hire, assist in any way an illegal alien, no matter what your personal convictions. And that law has been completely ignored for well over 20 years now. And that is why I think South Carolina right now has something close to a million illegal aliens. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to Terry Funderburk, and soon we'll talk to Richard Bowen, his lawyer. Be right back after these commercial comments.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Joining us at Connecting the Dots, your host, Frosty Wooldridge. You are listening to Republic Broadcasting. It's really an honor and a pleasure to be here each week with you. And, of course, at this same time slot at 6 o'clock on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, my friend Ken Ludwig, What We're Thinking. It is quite a program that gives you the ability to improve yourself and with great speakers that come in and tell you what you can do to make a better life for yourself and your family and your conditions, how to be highly creative. Ken Ludwig is one of the brilliant talk show radio hosts that's going to really revolutionize a lot of talk radio, because his whole program is about positive living. And I encourage you to jump on and jump in and call in and really be a part of that, because Ken Ludwig is outstanding and his guests, I know many of them, are outstanding. And so, again, this evening we're going back to the other side of situations, and that is, on this show, we try to inform America about what's happening to America. And Terry Funderburk, the guest tonight, is really one of those Americans by the millions. I mean, you can read them by the millions who are getting undercut by George Bush and this Senate. And even though that Senate amnesty bill just lost in the Senate, the illegals are still pouring over the border. And the Time magazine guesstimated somewhere around 3 million of them per year. Now, if it's a little tighter, they're maybe down to 2 million or 1 million. But guess what? They're coming in from a line that never ends, because the Third World is desperately poor. And Mexico, which grew from 50 to 104 million people in the last century is now going to grow by another 200 million, up to 300 million people in Mexico, and the poverty and the misery will be unbelievable and cataclysmic. And it's so amazing because Fortune magazine just this week sent me, I get Fortune magazine just to make sure I know what's going on there, and they touted Mr. Slim, Carlos Slim, the guy who's worth $59 billion, and I wrote them immediately and said, yeah, he's a part of Mexico, and he's literally part of the corruption of Mexico that's created the misery, the mass misery for millions of people, so Carlos Slim could be the richest man in the world. Most of his ill-gotten gains are part of the mordida, the bite, the bribe, the kind of corruption that becomes a mechanism by which that country operates. And now we're having it here. Now, one of the things I'd like to ask Richard Bolin, lawyer for Terry Funderburk, is I'm sure that you are dealing with corruption that just about goes up and down and sideways in more ways than you can count.
Well, it probably so. I'm not quite that cynical. I'm thinking it may be more incompetence. But it's clear that there's no basis for the arrest. They actually arrested him before they even had charges. They arrested him, as you heard him say, and put him in handcuffs in the car. And then at some point during the process, they finally came up with a charge they could use. And even the charge that they use is going to be very, very difficult for them to try to support. The average person sitting on a jury is not going to think telling someone they're a cheap bastard is cursing.
Well,
you hear worse than
are.
That. Right. You hear worse than that in elementary schools.
Oh, I can tell you, I taught in the inner city elementary school for 2 years, and I can tell you, fourth and fifth graders can curse a blue streak that'll make your hair turn back. One of the things, though, that I'm amazed is this Miss Pickens lady is in clear violation of federal laws, and the contractor whom she hired and the workers that she knew were illegal, she should be in more trouble than anyone can imagine. So what are you going to do as far as bringing that to light? And you would think that the police would stand up on Terry Funderburk's side instead of arresting him and go after her and go after those illegal aliens instead of sitting there and watching them do the work and then going ahead and arresting a man who's an American citizen.
Well, it's really a difficult situation because the authorities, the local authorities, of course, pass the buck to the federal authorities. And they say, well, it's a federal crime, it's not our problem. As a matter of fact, there's an article in our biggest state paper, it's called The State Newspaper, and that wrote up about her, and she admitted publicly in the paper that she hired illegals, and that's how she was making more money than she's ever made. And, you know, the only way that the law enforcement local is going to do anything is if there's some kind of public hue and cry to cause them to feel heat. Right now, they just say, well, it's not our fault, it's the feds, and then that's the end of it. So unless this particular incident builds up a lot of energy, it's probably not going to change.
Well, is it possible that you can take your skills as a lawyer to really ramp this thing up into the public? Now, one of the things that Terry could have done that I would have, that I came through South Carolina last year to your fantastic courthouse, and I was with William Gein, and he's a master at this, and I would certainly get a hold of William Gein at alipac.us, that's alipac.us, and William Gein gets on MSNBC, he gets on national television, he's well-spoken, and he is a pit bull when it comes to pursuing some of the illegalities that are going on. Now, of course, he's in North Carolina, but he can help you with that. And the key is to get it up. One of the things you might have done when you went out there with the signs is you should have called the radio show, you should have called the television, you should have called the newsprint, and you would have had them out there taking pictures, and that would have exposed this thing more. I would suspect the best thing you might do is do the same thing all over again and pick it and get the news out there. And, we got ourselves a real quick break here. I'll be right back. We're talking with Richard Bolin, the lawyer for Terry Funderburk, in this really miscarriage of justice in South Carolina. We'll be right back.
Thank you. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
The bad and the ugly. The good is that we're exposing what's happening across America. The bad is that men like Terry Funderburk, hardworking, straightforward, straight shooter, taxpaying American citizen, gets his fanny cheated, lied, and particularly screwed by the authorities, by those who would break the law, and then he, of course, lands in jail. And what we need to do is have more men, more women stand up, speak up, and take action against this injustice of our country being, of course, overwhelmed and overrun by illegal aliens, now numbering well over 20 million. You might go to a website, certainly here at the republictradinggroup.net. You can also go to Republic Broadcasting and get the Freedom to Fascism DVD. It's $19.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-724-2719. It's important to know what's coming on, what's going on, and what you can do about it. And again, each and every one of you, I implore you, I beseech you, to join numbersusa.com and certainly all the rest of these websites that I have really been involved with over the years, because they're the ones that are making a difference. And for those of you who want to have some questions tonight, 1-800-313-9443, Terry and Richard Boland, of course, are here with me on the show. They're the ones that are going through this right now. And so if you have any questions, you want to make some comments to them, call in at 1-800-313-9443. Now, I really would like to know what you're going to do, Richard, as far as the defense, how you can get more leverage here. How about more advertising, certainly more media coverage? Is there a plan in place to bring this to the surface more so that it gets more attention?
Ask that, because I've been discussing that with my some of my associates, and you mentioned possibly doing this again. I'm going to talk to Terry about possibly doing that as a strategy to expose the tactics that the law enforcement personnel use when they're dealing with something that's an embarrassment to them. They didn't care what Terry was doing. They didn't care about the homeowner complaining. What they cared about was this getting any kind of press, because it shows that they aren't enforcing the law. He was basically standing out in front of that house saying there's a crime being committed right here and Columbia law enforcement doesn't care. And that's what they were upset about. So we've got to basically pursue that line of argument, and hopefully we can get national press out of it. And because I'm sure Columbia's not the only city. I'm sure there's, you know, every other major city that has a some kind of industry that relies on cheap, illegal, alien labor is turning their heads every time it happens.
Well, that's exactly correct. Here in Colorado, Swift meatpacking up in Greeley cheats like the devil, sins like the devil, and creates havoc here in Colorado. And yet, when they make the raids, which were token raids, they caught a couple hundred illegal aliens and let the employers go. And here you have Ms. Pickens, guilty again of breaking federal laws, guilty as sin, if you will, for breaking our nation's ethics, breaking our nation's, really, the back of the working American man and woman, certainly the backs of hardworking middle Americans and middle-class Americans, and yet laughing all the way to the bank and laughing when the police come out and arrest someone for calling a name such as Dirty Bastards. I would hate, from my Army days through all of my life, I'd hate to say how many times I've used the the word, and I never got arrested, and all that goes with that. Now, I'm really curious, Terry.
Let me just make that one point. I also would like to see if I'm going to research this either on the local, state, or federal level, and see if there's any civil cause of action for the employment of illegal aliens. I don't believe there is right now, but that's something that our legislators could do. Because if we had a law in the books that says if you have been hurt by someone hiring illegals, you can sue that employer, all of a sudden that employer would be a lot more conscientious about doing things illegally.
Well, I would then send you over to Georgia. In fact, D.A. King, and after the show, or get a hold of me by email, D.A. King was instrumental, along with Chip Rogers, there in Georgia. Now, you may not know this, but I'm a graduate of Daugherty High School in Albany, Georgia, 1965. So I'm pretty much entrenched in the Deep South myself as a kid. Lived in South Carolina. My father was a Marine at Parris Island. I lived in North Carolina at Jacksonville at Camp Lejeune. So, I mean, I'm a kid of the South, and I have appreciations. And I know that when you get some southern folks get a little bit riled up, they are just like hound dogs. They don't give up, they don't quit, and they're gonna sniff it out, and they're gonna get to the bottom of this thing. And I would certainly get a hold of some of these organizations to get on your side. And D.A. King there with the DustinInmanSociety.org is powerful in Georgia. You can also go to Oklahoma. Oklahoma just passed some of the most powerful laws, and they are working hard. Here in Colorado, we pass some laws, but nobody wants to enforce them. But as this thing gets worse, and it's going to get worse, because Bush, for the next 18 months, is not going to do a thing to stop those illegal aliens from coming across those borders. So it's really up to you, and it's up to us as singular Americans to get collectively more powerful. And that's why that amnesty was defeated, and that's why, in a case like yours, I would call on, and again, get a hold of D.A. King and Chip Rogers out there in Georgia, and certainly get in North Carolina, get a hold of William Again at Allipack.us, and you just tell him I called, and I suggested to get a hold of those guys, and they will roll out the carpet to see what they can do for you. And I can see some good things happening, because what's happening across America is just plain old American citizens are so angry and they're so frustrated that they're now collectively moving together. And I think that you could get this thing to the national level just with the help of all such men as D.A. King and certainly William Gein, and I would highly suggest that.
I will definitely look into that.
And also remember this, and Terry, I really want to bring this to your attention. Last year when I did that 48 states, 48 capitals, and 20,000-mile motorcycle 21st Century Paul Revere ride, I didn't care if the press was good or bad. I mean, as long as it was press, the worst thing you can do is get ignored. So they can call you names, they can tell you all these terrible things about yourself, but the fact is you live, walk, talk, integrity, and that in the end will shine through. And as the Texas Ranger Captain McDonald said, no man in the wrong can stand up against the man in the right that keeps on a-coming, unquote. And that's what I really appreciate, that you go ahead and do that. And, again, go back on down there. Now, could you give us any more ideas, Terry, what you think's going to happen, what your plans are, and how far you're going to go with this thing?
Well, it's like you said a little bit ago, Frosty, when you get Southern boys mad, you better watch out. Well, that's the truth. When those cops arrest me and put me in jail for some silly offense like that, they gave me a mission, okay? My mission is to make law enforcement in this area and simply enforce the laws, okay? Don't seem like I'm asking for much, but, I mean, there's ways we can do it. Like Richard said, the employers employing them, they can be taken to court and sued under the unfair business laws.
Go ahead.
Another area I'm looking at is the landlords, okay?
Yes, sir.
I mean, that's like a really big there. And one other comment you mentioned about trying to get the local media involved. The day I got out of jail, my son called up one television station when the cops were arresting me. They never came out. Since I got out of jail, I have emailed and talked to all four television stations here, the two AM talk radio stations and the state newspaper, and I have not got any response from any of them. In fact, the way the people of Columbia first heard about my case, strangely enough, was on a YouTube video produced by Jake Jacobson out of Chicago.
I'll be darned. Well, one thing I would do is I would get another 100 of your friends and citizens that have had all this stuff happen to them, get it all planned up, have a meeting over at your house, and then just get on down there with 100 signs in front of that at Miss Pickens' house, and then bring that to the attention of all the media. And I guarantee you, you get 100 people there, and you're going to have some responses. Now, Terry, I've got a call from Henry in Connecticut. Henry, you have a question for Terry and or
yes.
Richard Boland, sir.
Yeah, hi. Here's my question. We have 30 million illegal, predominantly third world, non-European so-called aliens, I'm not going to say immigrants.
Yeah, they're
in this country.
Aliens, officially, that's correct.
Right, and in this country. And you have this persistence with some of these idiots up there that are just determined to try to keep this stuff in the country. One, because they just want all this work and struggle and crap that's a bunch of garbage to begin with.
Understood.
And two, so they could have this ideal of a multicultural melting pot crap that's a junk that never did work. I remember with the legal immigration they were complaining about. In the early 90s, at what we was talking about, what happened before I was born, like back in the 60s with the Immigration Reform Act, but they were talking about it on a radio show in 1990. And what I think is very important, though, is it's vital that these people are not legalized. They should not be made legal. See, that's the key, because I think when Reagan did what he did, although they might have coerced Reagan into doing it.
It's true.
With the immigrants, yeah, because he was really not a part of them. That's why they forced him to take George H. Bush.
He said it was his worst mistake as a president.
Yeah, right. But they tried to, they legalized, what, a million something back in 1986 or so? Gave
3.4. They were there. In fact, Teddy Kennedy there in Massachusetts said that it would be no more than 1.4 or 1.3 million. It turned out to be 3.4 million were legalized, and, of course, then they chain-migrated all of their families into this country. The thing, in the end, that particular amnesty
came to 9
ended up to well over 10 million.
Okay, yeah, right. That's what I said. Well, I'm close. Mm-hmm. I said 9 million, you say 10.
That's correct.
All right, now let me ask this. What were the countries that these people came mostly from? I mean, I don't think they were from Ireland or Sweden or Germany, right? I mean,
mostly third world.
Right, but mostly from where? Was it Latin American then or
Latin America, Central and South America, of course, Mexico. Mexico has well over 10 million here in this country right now. And also China and Asia has somewhere over 2 million illegals in this country. There's a $7 billion a year people smuggling business, as reported by Forbes magazine.
No, I'm kidding. Go ahead.
So anyway, yeah, so what we're doing is just displacing ourselves, and what's happening to Terry Funderburk is that the American middle class is being displaced by this massive overload of immigrants, both legal and, of course, the illegal aliens, and they're simply forcing down the jobs and forcing the standard of living and forcing the wages down. And what really astounds me is that there aren't more Terry Funderburks out there who are standing up, screaming, yelling, cursing like crazy, and simply making one heck of a scene. And I'm curious because I wonder, is America so fat, dumb, and lazy that it just simply wants to sit back on its rocker and its Barker lounger, and the most effort it wants to do is just press the remote? I can't quite figure that out at this point in time, but I am thankful that Terry Funderburk is standing up.
Well, we both hope that it's the beginning of a movement, that he's not the only person that does it.
Well, thank you, Henry. Appreciate
your
calling.
Wait, one other thing.
Oh, yeah.
What I'm going to ask you is, did they reverse? Was there any way they reversed that? What happened with Reagan? So in other words, once they were made legal, that was it.
No, that once that law passed, then it passed, and now it's even worse than it ever was.
Right. Oh, so that's why I'm saying it's very important these people stay illegal, because if they are, then we can get them out of this country. But
right.
Let me ask the other guy this: do you think if there's some way we could possibly change the legal immigration that we have, where that could be predominantly from European, Central, and Northern European countries, instead of taking in like 85% non-Europe that we
Right. Well, that will depend on what American citizens finally stand up and say. But if you go to numbersusa.com, what they're trying to do and what I'm trying to do along with them is just get all immigration stopped into this country. We don't need any more immigrants.
We really don't.
We're the most multicultural, overloaded,
cesspool
multiracial,
of the
multi-ethnic,
yeah,
multi-religious country.
Yeah, what's
in
great
the world
about it? I mean, we became a cesspool. I called up Iceland. I'll say this, and I'll go. I called up Iceland Air, and I'm not saying, America's like Iceland, but I called up Iceland Air, and this one's going on, blah, blah, blah. And then she's saying, well, they got some beautiful girls there, and blah, 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 and this and that. I said, and I'm sitting there thinking, and so I said to her, I said, well, why do you think that is? I said, and I said, of course, maybe we have some beautiful girls here, too. But what the point is that she's talking about their beautiful girls there. But the thing of it is that if we weren't all this ideals of growth for humanity and diversity, and with these old people that are in power trying to force all this stuff down this country's throat for 50, 60, 70, 80 years of all this crap, and they don't want so much to make the country better technologically, like some areas of Europe, not all, and stuff like that, what people need, but just something around where they just struggle and strive. Everything is some religious, spiritual, or principled destiny with these people. I'm sick of all of them, and it's not just the ones at the very top of the Illuminati, and I know some of them are just traitors and on the take, but some of them are not. Some of them are because they really believe in it.
Well,
and they're all
60,
70, 80, 90 years old. All of them. Bohemian Grove, Council on Foreign Relations, all of them.
I know. As a country, we're in a lot of trouble. Henry, thank you very much. Connecticut,
right,
thank you very much for calling in. Before we go to a commercial break, Terry, do you have any other thoughts or do you have any suggestions for others that are having the same thing happen to them?
My suggestion is to start forming organizations in every area. I mean, I've got like 3 calls, one from a woman in Ohio that's doing the same thing I'm trying to do. There's another lady from Texas that's doing the same thing. It's most Americans are classified in the silent majority, and a lot of them won't do anything because they're not worried about it, because like a lot of them are in industries or jobs where they don't have to, they don't think they have to worry about being replaced by illegals.
That's right.
I've up to like probably 500 letters from people in every state in this country that are enraged about what happened to me, and a lot of them got their own stories too. They really do.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, when I wrote the story about you, and of course the other 4 that were on that particular column, that went out. Probably 3 to 4 million American citizens read that, And they're sitting there nodding their heads, Terry. And what's happening now is that we're starting to have a tipping point. And the tipping point is when a critical mass of very angry, very frustrated, and very active Americans are taking action. That's the reason that the amnesty got beat. That's why Bush became not only a lame duck, he became a dead duck president. And that's why Harry Reid made a fool of himself, and along with Fox, Feinstein and the others up there, along with, of course, Teddy Kennedy. And so the key is that men like you, with integrity, stand up, take this thing by the horns, and jump into the ring with the rest of the American citizens. And yes, there is a terrible silent majority out there, but there are more of us standing up. We don't worry about getting called names. We don't worry about what's going to happen, except for the fact that we stand on integrity, and that's the goal here. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to Terry Funderburk and his lawyer, Richard Boland, and we're going to be right back after these commercial breaks to wrap up the hour.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Gentlemen, and thank you for joining us. What we're hearing tonight is an illuminating personal story. Terry Funderburk, businessman of 20 years, pays his taxes, brings his kids up, takes care of his family, and he's getting screwed by this administration, by this Congress, out of his livelihood, He's getting screwed out of his rights as an American citizen, and he's getting arrested by his own police officers in his own community for standing up for his rights. You got to wonder, the guys like Ramos and Campion, the two Border Patrol agents who got thrown in jail for doing their jobs by firing upon and shooting in the butt an illegal drug smuggler, and you turn right around and Scooter Libby, who is convicted and a felon, gets commuted by George Bush. I tell you what, I shake my head how this country and the citizens of this country can remain a silent majority while this kind of travesty is going on in our country. I tell you what, it boils my blood. Before we go, Richard Bowen, do you have any comments you want to make as a lawyer that you can get out there and tell the folks across America what they can do?
Well, I just want to encourage everyone to express their opinion about this to their legislators. The congressmen and senators are ultimately the only ones that can solve this problem. Of course, they don't enforce the law, but they can make law that will help us enforce it and give us the right to do take action on an individual basis.
Well, that's the biggest thing, is to be able to get a tipping point. Again, ladies and gentlemen, Malcolm Gladwell wrote the book Tipping Point. If you want to get that book, get it. And any great social change, there was somebody who got out in front, stood their ground, spoke up, and said something, and then more people stood up with them. You will find that all providence moves with you, and the people move with you when you are in integrity. And I know that to be a fact. I know that across America last summer on the 21st Century Paul Revere ride, we had thousands of Americans stand up with us, cheer us, support us, and all that went with it. And that's the key here. Richard Bowen is a lawyer. He's backing Terry Funderburk. Terry, before we get down to the end of the hour, if you just got any comments besides this collective action, any comments you want to make just to kind of sew it up?
Well, I just want to ask everybody out there listening to, if you got any ideas or suggestions or comments, please contact me at tbird1955201@yahoo.com.
And you want to repeat that slowly one more time? Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get Terry's email. Go ahead and say that over again, Terry.
It's tbird1955201@yahoo.com.
Well, for sure, if people call in or write to me, I certainly will be forwarding those ideas. And ladies and gentlemen, we're in this together. I know one thing. We're all neighbors, all 50 states, all of us. Our neighbors in this thing, this country's under an onslaught. It's being supported by this president and this vice president, Condoleezza Rice. Men like Alberto Gonzalez is as crooked as a crooked road. He's as crooked as Lombard Street there in San Francisco, and he should be impeached. But I'm finding out that if he gets impeached, then they'll be able to go after the president because he's done so many illegal things. But the key is we stand together. Terry and Richard, thank you for joining this evening on Connecting the Dots. Your story is everybody else's story. And ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for listening and thank Terry and Richard for coming on the show. You're listening again to Connecting the Dots. I wish you Godspeed and God bless. Good night.
A message for all.